This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Tom and Cecil. Pronouns aren't that fucking hard. I'm non-binary, and my existence isn't a joke. But from listening to Cognitive Dissonance, that's the way it comes off. More non-binary people than me and Ari listen to this, and lots of people who've never heard of non-binary gender do too. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Hey, guys. I don't think you should rush to judgment on the scientific literacy of the Mozambicans. They're following the scientific method. They have a hypothesis. Do bald people have gold in their head? And they're testing it. I'm sure there's a double-blind experiment that they're going to get to before they got arrested, where they would crack open the heads of a few haired people and, you know, compare the results. This is the scientific method in progress. And how dare you impugn that?
Tom and Cecil, I gotta say, your last show when you insulted rodents, that was incredibly offensive. I mean, I like cats and dogs, but ultimately I'm a rat person. They're smart, they're sweet, cute, loyal, affectionate. I actually have 3 pet rats, and I love them to death. And I gotta just tell you this, you might wanna just look out at the next time you're at the glory hole, because I may just train my pet rats to bite your dick off. Later, guys!
Hey, Cecil. Hey, Tom. This is Andrew from Breckenridge, Colorado. I wanna let you guys know, it was my birthday the other day, and one of my spiritual friends tried to get me a rock to help with my chakra. She got insulted when I refused it. And my response to her was, would you give a Jewish guy a cross? Anyway, glory hole, motherfuckers. Love the pod. Keep it on.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Citation Needed Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance, also homo citation needed. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and citation needed to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical.
It's wiki.
It's political. And there is no welcome app, but you would be welcome to check out our new show, Citation Needed. So, Cecil.
Yeah.
Did you know we have a new show? It's called Citation Needed. I hear really good things. Yeah. It's what I'm doing is, and I know you might not catch this. So bear with me.
I will.
I'm trying to subtly slip this in to our intro.
Subtle.
In a way that our existing audience, many of whom have not yet checked out our new show, Citation Needed, may not notice.
Sure.
Because of my subtlety.
Your subtlety.
Yeah. I have.
You are a master.
I have what is known as a gentle touch.
Slipping it in. Subtly.
Well, you know what? If you don't like it, maybe wear underwear to bed. Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
If you don't like it, just get another restraining order. It's okay. I put them on the wall, so it's fine.
I decoupage the table with my restraining orders. I don't know what decoupage is. I don't know what that means.
So check out our new show.
It's 4 best friends and Eli Bosnick.
Eli Bosnick.
You guys are going to love it. It's a lot of fun.
You are literally are staring into virtually the unvarnished energy of Satan himself when you come up against the forces that are pushing the homosexual agenda forward.
So let's start with this story from Right Wing Watch. This is David Whitney. What the fuck? David Whitney asks, which is worse? So this is a legitimate question.
Which is worse?
Which is worse?
Sure.
Terrorism. Okay, so that's on the one hand. Or Ariana Grande's promotion of Satanism and sodomy.
Okay.
I do have some issue with the presuppositions built into the question.
I have no problem with Ariana Grande and sodomy. None whatsoever.
That's what I mean.
Like, she's like a 23-year-old.
If she wants,
probably bounce a quarter off that right, thing. Right? You know what I mean? Like, good for you, young lady.
She's promoting it.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? If sure. she wants to throw a little Satanism in there, I'll throw the horns up while we're in.
No worries.
It's fine. It's no big deal. You know, we'll get a pitchfork. We'll fucking play some games. I'll wear red tights. I like it's fun. Or you can. She can. I don't. You can.
She
too.
Would rock. She would rock the red tights. You, on the other hand, probably not.
No,
probably not.
A lot of fucking leg hair poking through the tights yeah. and shit.
Your members kind of always squash to one side. You know, it's never really that good look.
I'd wear compression shorts or something. You know, really.
Really like jam that there, sucker right? out there. Just, yeah, that's how you talk, actually. So
I'd tape that fucker down. One right. piece of scotch tape. One.
Yeah, I know. It's the tiniest piece of scotch. Yeah.
Like that, like you know, that stuff you buy to for presents where it's just it's the quarter inch yeah. size. Yeah.
You know what I do is I just take a little bit of ticky tack that you put posters on the wall with and I put that underneath it.
Oh no, I use command from 3M. It's never coming off.
I use Gorilla Glue.
Oh, it expanded.
Yeah. All right, so this is David Whitney.
I've never heard of this pop singer, so I kind of did a little research on who she was and what she was about.
I did a little research.
I know, right? I jerked off to all of her videos. I'm pretty much an expert.
I did a little research.
That's, I tell you what, like when I was like, fucking my wife, yeah. I was thinking of those videos.
I ran through literally all my KY. I had to get the Crisco.
Had to. Got to.
Got to.
Got to.
It makes this nice like fried chicken smell. So I kind of like it.
The nice thing about using Crisco is you can repurpose it.
Yeah, that's Caesar dressing. That's house dressing.
I added yeah. the salt.
It's not so much Caesar as it is Cecil dressing. So,
and looking into her, everything.
That's a great way to come back. So anyway, I'm in a speculum play. It's yeah, a whole
exactly.
thing. It's a whole thing. I got a
hello in there.
If you didn't want me to look into you, why'd you let me break out the mag light? All right. I'm playing.
Ma'am, do you know how fast I was going back there?
When I stick it in, her whole belly lights up. She's like,
she's like E.T. Like,
babe, we're going to play a little game called Jack-O-Lantern.
Oh, God. It's like the alien from fucking like, it's like burger to burger to burger. See the light underneath it. Fucking amazing.
You ever take a flashlight?
Hold
put
on,
it in
wait,
your
no,
mouth?
No. I thought you were going somewhere else. In my mouth. Yeah, sure.
Hey, your face kind of lights up.
Yeah, yeah.
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 It's like that, but a pussy. Hope it's a waterproof flashlight. I shorted it out. God damn it.
These mag lights take the Magnum condoms. You know, you gotta roll that over the front of it. Diffuses the light, though.
They
really
won't
nicely.
Even sell those to me. They're just like, no. Yeah. Just no. Like, you don't need this.
Are you gonna fist her? Because that's the only one to sell this. Yeah. To
are you buying this for a friend?
Bring your friend Jerome in and I'll sell him to you.
Sir, you are far too white to need this condom.
What she stands for is quite eye-opening.
This guy is amazing. This guy came in his own beard looking at fucking Ariana Grande.
She's an advocate, an open advocate for sodomy.
She's okay, great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fucking high five, Ariana Grande.
Frequently speaks of her interaction with demons. That's right, demons.
And no, she doesn't.
What? She speaks frequently of her interaction
no,
with
she
demons.
Doesn't.
That just isn't. Is demons a metaphor for gay people?
Yeah.
You think that's what
think
it is?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't even imagine.
He's
what
just it, making it up. So it doesn't matter, right?
That's
right?
True.
You know?
That's true. I just have to think that it comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, other than his fucking jerk off fantasies that yeah. the rest of this opening argument was about.
She was raised actually in a Christian household, but now clearly rejects everything that Christianity stands for, and she states that she did so for a particular reason, because her brother is a sodomite. And so Christianity...
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how she phrased it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she phrased it as, I've rejected everything that Christianity stands for because my brother is a sodomite. Not, I love my gay brother.
Yeah, exactly.
And right. I'm tired of him being judged by a bunch of bigots.
Exactly.
You right?
Know, you know, suddenly when you hate a person that someone loves, they might just be like, oh, maybe that belief system kind of sucks.
Yeah. Maybe he should get the flashlight out of his rectum.
Wrecked him and nearly killed him.
She threw out lock, stock, and barrel for that reason. She's embraced not only sodomy, but a satanic cult religion, or I shouldn't say religion, belief system, that is called Kabbalah. It's a Jewish occult belief system that is the opposite, in a sense, of our Christian faith. It appears this Ariana is like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, leading a whole generation of young people, and indeed some very young people, to a very dangerous place, indeed a dangerous woman leading them down this dangerous road.
He should just use the dangerous word dangerously more times, indeed. Indeed, he should dangerously lead them down a danger indeed path. The fuck, he wrote this down. He's reading off his notes.
I know.
That's the thing. He's not fucking extemporaneously speaking right now. He's working off his notes. This is the best that he had to come up with when he had time to put his thoughts together.
And access to a thesaurus.
Jesus Christ, man. And what about if I use the word indeed again? I haven't used that in, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 words.
Well, you know, what are they talking about here? He keeps on talking about how dangerous she is. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. She's dangerous because some Muslim decided to blow himself up at that concert. She's dangerous because
of that? I think what he's saying is she's dangerous because people will follow her and become gay. Or they will follow her because she approves of homosexuality.
But that's not real danger.
No, it's complete nonsense. Nobody's going to be
about her, though, because people blew themselves up at a concert.
I know, but I think they want to blame her. Like, bad things happen. Like, the hurricane hit, you know, New Orleans
brain,
because there's a bunch, but, you know, right? So it's that sort of thing, right? Like, why didn't it hit the George Strait concert or whatever other hillbilly music these fucking garbage people listen to? Like, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I don't know. What is that country
it's
shit?
Jug
like,
band. It's...
Right. Yeah. Whatever. But this idea that like you're going to listen to a pop song and be like, oh, a good pop song. I think I'll get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Nobody ever. Well, very few people say that. Like it'd be a great song.
I have a taste for cock now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Man, that was a great song. No, probably not.
Now, what's not surprising, however, is that she is wildly successful, famous, and rich. Because
she's wildly beautiful and talented.
Right. She's pretty young and sings.
Yeah, exactly.
So
And was incredibly lucky because there's plenty of pretty young singer. Good singers out there.
Right.
She just happened to be incredibly lucky to be one of the people who got picked up by a record label.
Oh, and white.
And yeah.
That helps. Yeah.
People who make a pact with the devil and sell themselves to Satan, he often rewards them.
I would do that right now. Which Satan, come on down. Come on. I want lots of I will
you just,
sell.
You just turned him on and then off, Tom,
well, God
when
damn
you clapped.
Here. On, back on. Where are you at? Can I go to a crossroads? Show me where I can sell something to this motherfucker. I'll sell him whatever he wants to fucking buy.
Especially if he's like, and to be famous forever.
Right, I have a fucking laundry list of shit that I want. If I could just get it by selling my imagination to him or whatever he needs, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Or good shit, we do that. I don't care. I want your fiddle of gold or whatever fucking guard. I want to play the classical guitar real good, like Ralph Macchio.
Milhouse is going to have your soul, and he's going to be running around with it.
With riches and fame and...
Sounds fucking
great.
Well,
what else would you sell
it
for?
Amazing. Yeah, I know. Like, what are you going to sell for? A fucking sack of millet? Nobody. Turns out that doesn't buy a lot.
She sold it for riches and fame. You're selling your fucking soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a cheeseburger.
Anybody have some cheesy oats?
Power. Same with the other Pop-Tarts that we've seen.
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, so clever.
Pop-Tarts.
He is clever. Although I would frost her and eat her. I'm just saying.
Caliente. Grande.
You got to get her now before she's venting.
Over time, people like Madonna and, you know, Spears and so on, they've all traveled this same road. And it's the road of destruction, the road of hell. And it wouldn't be so tragic if just they were on this road. It's tragic for them. But it's all the young people they are leading down this same road of destruction.
Down this same road. The trick is to pronounce each word with a breath, like he's fucking jerking off to it the whole time.
Well, I think that's how he wrote it.
So right?
It's just dictating at this point.
This dangerous woman is promoting every form of immorality. And indeed,
is she promoting murder? So is she promoting murder?
Right.
You know?
Every form. Is every she promoting
rape?
Torture?
Is she promoting? Right. Yeah, I mean, like, if we're talking about every single form.
Right.
Is she promoting child soldiering? Like, what is it?
Her music catalog is vastly different than I thought, actually, if that's the case.
She is promoting Satanism by her music and by her lyrics and by her gyrations. And
her gyrations!
Oh, you offended fucking Kenny Rogers' fucking sensibilities, you know what I mean?
Really? Like, we're really at the place where, like, her hips don't lie makes us fucking feel weird. Like, I mean, we're not done with that. Like, after Elvis did his fucking shimmy and his shake, it's like, oh my God, damn hips. Well, fucking, yeah, people dance.
Yeah.
People dance. Are you fucking kidding me?
These people do live in the past, though.
Her gyrations are going to cause Satan to do what? Yeah. Like, get a boner? He's going to get a Satan boner? Look, she's a fucking teen pop person. Like, all the boys that watch that, they have a boner 100% of the time. When you're a teenage boy, you have a fucking erection from the time you're 13 till now. That's it. It goes down just because you beat it off. Like, you literally have to beat it away.
Tame it.
You're like, fuck, it's back.
Back, beast, back. Just, your gyrations.
Jesus, her fucking gyrations. Are you fucking kidding me? Fucking a teenage boy will fuck a couch. Like,
they'll fuck a fidget spinner. Are you kidding me?
So forth. So while we can measure very accurately the damage that the suicide bomber accomplished, we can...
Yeah, it's real easy to measure.
You just count the nails.
Yeah. One, how many heads aren't on?
Exactly.
Count the body bags. We can read the list of those in the hospital recovering from their injuries that the suicide bomber caused. It is far more difficult to measure the damage done by this dangerous...
Because it's made up!
Yeah.
That's why it's harder to quantify.
But... give him a second. I bet you he's going to say one's more than the other, even though it's harder to quantify that.
How many people has the tooth fairy injured? So many.
All those people missing teeth.
That's actually easier to quantify. That's the best part.
Woman, exactly how many souls has she led down the path of destruction?
You know what's interesting about this particular clip is that in some ways... And this has been happening with this Ariana Grande thing on most of these shows. They keep on talking about it as if it's God's punishment, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So like they did something wrong and then it's God's punishment or it's Satan's, you know, finally getting his bargain back or whatever.
Sure, it's unclear how it works.
I don't know exactly how it works. But if that's the case, if it is God's punishment, right? Is he... motivating Muslims to do his work? And if so, does that make Islam more much better than
it's super,
right? I mean, right. like because it's a cross religion thing that's happening here. Our American Sharia is looking at this and saying, she's a whore, she deserved it. And I mean, really, that's what most of these people are saying.
Sure, yeah.
Most of these people, boil it down to, she's a fucking whore. All those people deserved it because she thinks gay people are okay and she shakes her ass. And all those people in the concert deserved it. Now, we've heard several people say that. And this guy kind of, here, he's hinting at that too.
Sure. Oh, yeah. More than hinting at it. Yeah.
So there's this weird line they're walking that they're saying at the same time, Islam is a devil religion. And then also, Islam
God uses
is,
the devil religion. Yeah.
Islam is also inflicting this damage because it was an Islamic attack.
Right.
It was an Islamic extremist that blew himself up because there's not many Christians who do that.
Right. Yeah. That's super weird, right? Like let me think this through. Like God is upset and he's like, yeah, we got to stop people from following Ariana Grande.
Sure.
And so instead of stopping Ariana Grande,
right,
which would be super simple, yeah,
just
right?
Fucking just make give her a heart tour attack. Tour bus blow up or whatever.
Just your God, just give her a fucking aneurysm or whatever. Like,
wipe her up to heaven or just, hell or like, whatever.
Whatever, just magically cause her to be dead.
Send her
it's
to
all
Saturn.
Magic, yeah. Right? Just rock and then she's
anyway.
Dead.
Yeah.
That seems like a super simple solution. Instead, sure. He motivates like he has to go through these machinations that take years and years to come to fruition, to motivate somebody from a different religion, from another part of the world to come over and to build this bomb, to kill a bunch of fucking little kids and preteens. And Ariana Grande is just
fine.
Sad about it.
All she is sad about
right?
it.
Right. She tweeted like, oh, I feel bad.
Now, I'm not saying that a person should run and say, let's have a theocracy, because I don't think we should.
Ridiculous.
No, that's not what even our founders want.
We have a theocracy right now. It's a secular theocracy.
That's it. It's a humanistic, secular, atheistic, even antagonistic toward Christian faith. Yep.
This story is also from Right Wing Watch. This is Kevin Swanson.
That's fucking great.
Sackcloth and ashes, Kevin Swanson. Cover yourself in a poop, Kevin Swanson.
In a poop.
The Handmaid's Tale could lead to genocide against Christians.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, we can only hope.
Cool story, bruh.
There's a new book out called The Handmaid's Tale.
It's not new.
It's not new.
It's not new.
From 1985.
Super not new.
Yeah. It's new like my niece is new who has two children. It's that new, right?
It's a new. It's a there's new, this new book
this
that came out.
A newfangled book.
Yeah.
His new book is 32 years old. The fuck is wrong with you? 32 years old, you stupid twat.
This new book called Lord of the Rings came out. This new book called
The Gutenberg Bible. You may have heard of it.
You may have heard of it. It's called The Dead Sea Scrolls.
It's a new book. You just heard of it. It's not new. You didn't even do any research to find out what it was from.
Oh, also a movie and a Hulu series.
That's not a movie. It's a Hulu series only. You're knocking out of the park out of this.
That is a television series that was produced and it is now airing as of April 26th. I think it's the third or fourth episode thus far. But it's a shocking, shocking story and meant for the persecution of Christians. As you read the book, it's incredibly twisted. My wife read a little bit of it. Apparently it wound
up. It's dystopian.
Yeah.
I mean, like, first of all, I'm not going to defend whatever.
Yeah.
But it's dystopian fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dystopian fiction is twisted. That's, well, yes. Definitionally by genre, you stupid motherfucker.
Up on her little reader. And
how did it wind up?
Reader.
How did it wind up on your wife's little reader, I wonder? Huh?
Well, my wife's little reader just has lots of books and
little
she's
reader.
Just, she just reads her books and just thinks her little girl thoughts. And then I don't know. I beat her a lot. I beat the shit out of her.
So she says it's very twisted. It's, evidently the author herself or himself was.
It's a her.
Jesus Margaret Christ. Fucking Atwood. Margaret Atwood.
It's a her. Fucking do
one research
Jesus
unit.
Christ. I mean, you can come on Cognitive Distance and do this, what you're doing.
Incredibly twisted. And basically, the thrust of the story is that pro-life anti-contraceptive Christians are going to be equated to rapists. And that's what happens.
Wow.
That
is in a dystopian world,
right?
Like in a world that isn't our world. Like fucking, she's writing about, you know, when you do that sort of thing, you're writing about, you know, you're taking maybe a current situation and you're exaggerating it for effect.
Sure. Yeah.
So you could call out the absurdity in the situation.
Right. Yeah.
That's how fucking drama works.
This is a guy who would seriously read Gulliver's Travels and be concerned. Like truly, like this is a guy who would clearly be unable to identify how fiction generally works as a tool for social criticism.
Sure.
This is a guy who looks at fiction and cannot understand that, like, that's not what's going to happen. That's not a prediction.
This guy wouldn't get the conceptual penis paper. It would be like, no, I really think that's a thing.
And
it's clearly a very, very funny satire by two very funny guys.
They create a straw man.
Mm-hmm.
They create a gigantic caricature of a biblical Christian.
Like a fiction.
Like a fiction. Yeah. That's how it works.
Mm.
Take a course.
Just seriously.
Like, go to Audible and take one of the great courses.
Take a mediocre one, exactly. For God's sake.
And then they turn them into rapists. So this kind of thing is propaganda. It's just pure and simple propaganda. This is the kind of thing that happened
with the Jews.
In
what? What has happened with the Jews?
What happened with the Jews? Wait.
In the 1930s, the German media found a way in which they could characterize the Jews in certain ways.
Literally, totally different.
Did they write a fiction about them?
Did they write
a fiction and everybody said, oh my God, I need to kill the Jews. Let's stuff them in an oven.
Hey, I read this short story.
Yeah.
And then 32 years after it was written, I decided to kill all the Jews. The fuck?
That's so awesome.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Some guy flipping pages for something at like 1900. And he's like, fuck.
We should kill some Jews.
They in this nuclear hollowed out world, the Jews are real bad. Spoiler alert. The Jews are really bad. So,
and the populace generally turned against them and increasingly supported the Nazi regime. And it happened largely through media. And I think we need to remember that media is extremely powerful and it has influence on people. And the average person probably doesn't think critically. They're not checking out what Leviticus.
Unlike me, who got every detail of this report wrong. Probably not thinking too deeply about this.
Even look at a Wikipedia article,
right?
Which is what we do on our show, Citation Needed. We do that.
If you wanted to delve deeply into something, you could check out Citation Needed. Just saying.
Really said what Deuteronomy really said.
Yeah.
They're just happy to receive whatever the recent Hulu producer is giving them, and they're taking sides, and the side they take is going to be against any Christian who's pro-life or anti-contraceptive.
Sure, because people watch TV and they're just like, well, that's not what I think.
Yeah.
That's exactly how fucking watching TV works.
That's how it works, because when I watch Ninja Warrior, I always jump from the couch cushions to the other couch cushions. I do it all the time. I pretend the floor is lava.
You have to do that. You're required to.
I wind up jumping. It sucks to jump to the rocking chair, though. I will admit. The rocking chair, that's like...
Worth it when you stick the landing, though.
Yeah.
It's like
those big balls they used to have in that one thing. What was that Wipeout show?
Wipeout.
Where they'd run and
Wipeout.
Wipeout was the best of those shows because those fuckers
were just a Schadenfreude show.
All it was is just fucking, it's a nut punch show. That's all it is. It's like a whole hour of America's Funniest Home Videos where dad gets hit in the balls with a wiffle ball bat. That's all it was.
Wipeout, every time I watched it, I was like, oh. This is the traumatizing back injury show.
Exactly.
Like, there's no way. There's no way they don't paralyze like four people every episode.
They fold everybody in half. Everybody's got to be either a yoga master or
they hit
they're
those,
never standing again.
Right? And it's like they make it look like it's okay because they like landed in the water. But like before they land in the water, their whole fucking body like ping pongs back and forth.
I love the slow-mo when they like jump in the air and like something will like swing and whip and hit them. And like and their body just folds backwards.
Know, right?
And they're just like,
they got like full scorpion,
it's
you know?
Fucking
like,
amazing. And then they fall in the water and like, I'm just a data entry clerk.
Right?
I've never lifted a weight. I'll never move again.
I'm trying to have fun and I ruptured all of my vertebrae. All of them.
The best part is they'll replace my spleen.
Right. That's what happens as a result of this kind of propaganda. It's not that difficult to get the mob moving in the right direction or the wrong direction.
Then where's the mob?
Where's the mob?
Three episodes in, the books had 32 years.
Yeah, the book's been on a slow simmer the whole time.
Where's my mob?
Real slow simmer, Tom. Give the book time to take hold.
Jesus Christ. I love this shit. It's like, well, now this is going to happen. It's had all the time. When? How many decades in your fucking fantasy world, which, by the way, is also a fiction?
Yeah. Case may be. So I think what happens with this kind of series is that it's going to turn the masses against Christians.
The masses are Christian.
And there's been way worse stuff out there that's been anti-Christian than this stuff, than just this. And this is, like you said, it's dystopian. It's way more subtle than he's given it credit for.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's dystopian, so it's not a real thing. Like, I read fucking another book of hers, Oryx and Crake. I don't fucking immediately think that everything that, like, is created in a lab is evil.
Right. Sure. Right.
Because it was a dystopian book about the end of the world, about a virus. And it's like, okay, well, fucking human beings fuck with medicine. I'm not like, oh my God, fucking let's like break down all the doors. I don't freak the fuck out about it.
Sure.
Right. Just fucking listen to a dystopian book. That's it. Like, he doesn't, I think the problem is because people that follow him already believe fiction. And so he's trying to fight against gullible people that will believe anything because they already believe in his God.
It's the Rwanda thing. It's the German thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that the Rwanda media increasingly turned one of the racial groups against the other racial group in the Rwanda genocide that occurred, what was it, about 10 years ago. Well, that is the kind of thing that's happened throughout history. We saw it happening in Germany. We saw it happening in Rwanda. Now, I guess the question is, could it happen in the United States of America? Are we completely immune from any of these particular things? I don't think we are.
I think the
influences of Hollywood, the influences of these powerful
Jews,
producers, can turn the masses more and more against a biblical Christian.
Does Hulu even have as many people watching it as like Netflix?
No. You ever heard of Hulu and chill? No, nobody says that. Nobody says that. It's always anal though. It's every time.
Hulu and chill.
Yeah. So
at the end of the night, you're fucking a machine.
Right.
You know, there's this weird fuck machine that's just.
Hulu and chill gets weird.
They don't show up. They don't show up with a six pack at your door. They just show up like a barrel of KY.
Just right. This story is from River Fox Front Times or some shit. I don't know. RFT. Missouri legislator decapitates. This is all over the inner tubes. So Missouri legislator decapitates live chicken on Facebook because abortion. So, Yosemite Sam here. Look at that fucking mustache.
That is a fucking crumb duster.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's some Samuel Clemens shit.
That is some fucking Sam Elliott shit.
Right, that's steak.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner. Right? That's
look
like
at that guy.
Beef stroganoff.
Beef stew.
Beef bourguignon.
I love how he says beef bourguignon. Beef bourguignon. It's fucking
awesome.
He says
awesome. A French word with a southern accent, like a Texas amazing. Accent. Like,
yeah.
Beef bourguignon. Yeah. It's so great.
So much.
It's so funny.
He's like fucking deep throating his microphone, too, because he's like all up on.
Dude, you got to get beef right into this.
Yeah. I like broke my mic. Like faced my mic off of it.
Beef brisket.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Beef tamales.
Beef tacos.
Just a jar full of beef stock.
You need to make your vocal cords only vibrate like once a minute.
You're no, like, really. How do you get it? Like, you gotta get
it's that proximity effect.
It's deep and slow, right?
Yeah, it's deep just, and slow. It's like
deep and slow. I can't do either. Like I'm like quick and shallow.
So this guy killed the chicken.
Yeah. Which, so let's talk about, I wanted to talk about this. Not because I care that this guy killed the chicken.
No.
I don't give
no.
a fuck it's that a he bird. Killed the chicken. Right.
You probably ate two chickens last week yourself.
Two.
Yeah, two. Two you had chickens. One at dinner.
Yeah, that was at least a
yeah,
whole chicken.
You had a whole chicken.
That was at least, I had a mother clucker burrito.
Yeah.
That is as full of fucking chicken as possible. So I don't care that he kills whatever. This bird, right? Yeah. I wouldn't care if he killed a bird and then just threw it away.
Just threw it away. He's just standing there like the whole time. He's just breaking the necks off chickens and throwing them like just throwing them over his shoulder like the woman throwing the fucking garter at a wedding. He's just like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah,
That's a chicken,
right? Cares?
That's celery with wings. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
That's a dipping animal.
There's no, my heart, I know that other people can, but like my heart cannot be moved by a, chicken.
A chicken.
It just can't. Like it just can't. You could name it. I could raise it. I could hug
it. Name it.
You could give it to my kids to love. And I would kill it with, and I wouldn't even think about it. It's a chicken. I can't even imagine. It's a haircut. Yeah. Like it's just, like killing a chicken is as inconsequential as a fucking haircut. Not his mustache hair,
no,
though.
No.
That would be a fucking tragedy.
God.
But he goes and he makes this video, and he's attempting to make a point about abortion.
There's a point about abortion.
But he's also slaughtering a chicken and like reaching in there and pulling the guts out. And it's all just, it's you're watching him make sausage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of gnarly, but like, whatever. It's not that big a deal. At one point, he holds up the chicken's heart. He's like, now we're going to get to the heart of the matter.
Yeah,
holds
I saw
up
that,
the
yeah.
chicken heart.
Yeah.
And it's just so odd. He's covered in blood. Like, sure. He's got like spotty chicken blood on his ratty ass fucking t-shirt. And I guess people are just fucking in love with this. You were telling me that people are eating this shit
up. Well, you know, you go to go to the places where people are talking about it, and it's all this MAGA stuff. It's like, make America great again. Yeah, kill a bunch of chickens. He knew his base wouldn't care and would feed off the outrage that we're going to put into it, right? So like, you know, you listen to a couple of other, you know, shows or whatever, and, you know, you even read this article and look at how it's written. And then you read, you know, read the raw story version of this article. You know, they're going to slam this guy. They're going to attack this guy. And a bunch of Facebook people came to his Facebook and said a bunch of stuff to him. But then you start scrolling through the comments, and then you'll see there's a lot of people that, you know, he's never going to get the liberals' vote anyway. But he's going to get more popular because of this.
He wants the controversy,
wants
right?
The
this
controversy.
Is just no bad or bad press is good press.
Well, bad press is actually great press for him.
Right.
Because the bad press is coming from a side that is outraged by his actions. And so their outrage is going to feed this group of people who don't think that it's that a human being is, you know, like created the moment like a woman, you know, gets a little drop of semen on her or whatever.
I am at least pleased that the outrage is not about the goddamn chicken.
Yeah.
The outrage is about a bad metaphor.
I think that
the outrage is about the...
I think there's almost certainly somebody out there who's outraged about the chicken, though, Tom. I mean,
I'm sure there is, but you know, at least that is not what he's responding to.
Sure.
Right? Like, at least that's not a portion of it, right? Because who gives a fuck that he killed a chicken? The thing, I don't care at all about the chicken. I just think his argument is weird and bizarre. His abortion argument is just kind of out of left field. And I do think he uses the slaughtering of the chicken as a weird shock value
thing.
It's like a strange, like living neon sign.
Yeah, he's like,
and it's just he's tacky.
He's like a murdering Gallagher.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like
a Dexter Gallagher?
He's like a Dexter sort of Gallagher. And here's the thing, like he didn't have to make a point. He didn't have to make a cogent point. He got all his dumb fuck people on his side because he pissed the liberals off.
Yeah, right.
He didn't have to make a good cogent point. All he thought to himself was, I got to kill a chicken on a Facebook event so that people can see it and get upset about it. And then I'll get all the people on my side behind me.
Do you think this is going to cause like an acceleration? So like so this was successful for him, right?
So they kill a chicken.
Right. And then the next one is going to slaughter. No, you jump right to the Jew every time. You got to go through the food chain.
Okay.
So it goes.
So the black guy,
right?
Then the Jew,
then the Jew. And then a cow. And then what? In America, that's how it is.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
That's fair.
Right? This is, I mean, I'm not, these aren't my standards.
No, they're not your rules.
I would move the cow down one.
Yeah, no. What if somebody did have a shotgun and just shoot a cow in the face?
Just, yeah.
You
right?
know what I mean? Like, he's like, baby's a baby. Boom, just blows the cow up.
That would be amazing if somebody just, first of all, you just say what your point is, right? Regardless of the animal situation, because the animal has nothing to do with this. The animal's just there. So people are like, what the what?
I want to see somebody like chasing a canary around with a sledgehammer. I just want like weird ways to kill stuff.
But like the bigger your point, the bigger the animal you have to kill. So like, it's like Pete Bogosian on top of like a blue whale with a harpoon, just stabbing it. Just like, there's problems with gender studies. Just stabbing. this magnificent creature just
call me Ishmael.
Blood flowing into the ocean. Just what does that have to do with anything? I don't know.
I think everything should have to be killed.
Feeding an elephant into a wood chipper.
I think everything should have to be killed barehanded like this. You right, have to Jesus. Choke the life out of it. You have to grab the cow and get it in like a fucking rear naked choke to try to kill
or
it.
Or as the point gets like more vicious, the animal gets more vicious. So at some point you're like, okay, all right, I'm going to say some controversial shit. You have to, like, get in a ring with a grizzly bear or something.
Or swim with piranhas.
You've got, like, a timber wolf in a headlock.
You know what they say? Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
All right, so this story is also from Right Wing Watch. Sorry they all are this week, or many of them. Wayne Allen Root tells men never to date a liberal woman who hates Trump because she'll cut your PP off.
It sounds like a cautionary tale for sure.
He said PP.
Here's Wayne Allen Root.
Find me a woman who's a feminist and a liberal and likes cats. And
got I'll- one.
Okay.
Got one. Yeah.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
I will find you someone who ought to be in an insane asylum.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, you're not wrong. No, I'm not totally wrong, yeah. I guess.
Every single time. Hey, guys, if any of you out there are single and you ever meet a woman who admits to being a liberal and hating...
Admits to being a liberal.
I love that idea. Admits. Where you just like, you're talking to her after several dates and she's broken down crying.
Trump. And when you get to her house, she's got cats. Run for your life.
What's with the cats?
I don't know.
What is with
He's
the cat
a dog
hate?
Person.
I'm a dog person, but Jesus.
I got to tell you, man.
I'm looking for pussy, if there's extra in the room, I'm not fucking upset about it.
I walked home today and there was a fucking basset hound puppy. And I never do this, right? I never talk to people. I don't talk to people at all. Like,
I know
ever,
you don't.
Right?
Yeah,
I just,
right.
I walked by this dog and I stopped and I was like, that is the cutest fucking dog I've ever seen in my entire life. I was like, that, what kind of dog is that? And the girl's like, oh, it's a basset hound. It's a basset hound. I'm like, I was like, can I pet it? And she's like, yeah, the dog runs right over to me. It's the most adorable. I want to punch myself in the face. It was so cute. And so the dog's
sitting
there.
I'm trying to picture
this.
It's
fucking adorable, man.
I cannot picture
this. It's so stupid adorable. And I start petting the dog and I'm like, is this like as big as it gets?
Oh, they get pretty big.
And she said, no, it's 8 weeks old. It's 9 weeks old. And I'm like, this is like, it's fucking like, it's at cute meltdown mode right? right now. It is so fucking amazingly adorable. I was like, that is the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Because like those dogs are already exaggeratedly featured,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Exactly.
They
yeah.
have like big floppy ears and big floppy
eyes.
Faces.
Yeah.
And then you take it, you puppy form it.
Oh God.
I mean, you pup.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Form of heart melt.
Oh,
you're just like, no,
it was
fuck.
Totes adorbs. That's all I'm dude, saying.
if you stopped in the street to talk
to a
stranger
to a person and pet a dog, yeah,
I can't even imagine.
Super adorable. I couldn't help myself.
I'm a dog person and I'm generally friendly. I'd have fucked the dog. Like, if
the lady's like, it's a little underage.
Run like those ads in Britain. Run and hide and tell other men to run and hide.
Ah, liberal woman. That's like more than half of the
A liberal woman with cats. No man could ever live with a liberal woman with cats.
I do. I do right now.
It's so weird.
I do right now.
I'm planning to shortly. Like, it's not that big a deal.
She'll cut your pee-pee off, I promise you.
Who says pee-pee? What grown man says pee-pee?
Who is that? Who is that? Bobbitt? Was that the name? Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah.
John Bobbitt and his
John
wife.
John Bobbitt, yeah.
Lorraine
he got his,
Bobbitt, maybe?
Yeah,
was the
good,
name?
Good recollection.
She cut his dick off, and then she...
She threw it out the window.
She threw out the
Then they reattached it.
There's like a chicken out there walking around in its mouth, and it's doing that walk. You know, it's got a sort of flopping, like the circumcision
How do you
pieces.
Like... Who's the guy who goes... dick looking. You know what I mean? Like who, because, and I mean this, whose job is that? It's not anyone at the hospital. They're not like, oh, hop in your car and go look for his dick.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And it's not the cops.
They're the cops
not,
are like, no, not, I don't care.
They're not on the
looks
dick
like
hunt.
You lost a finger.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
is it just like the dog from Duck Hunt that just shows up like, it like laughs at
it's
you?
It's a little basset hound.
It's adorable. It's all coming around full circle.
You're just blotting the end of your dick. You're like, no, it's just so cute. It's just adorable.
And what a weird day at work is that? Like, oh, yeah. You come home, like, how was your day at work, honey? I had to go on this weird dick hunt. Yeah. And I found it, and I don't know how I feel about it.
He had a weirder day.
Liberals are mentally unstable and mentally insane. They're unhinged.
Okay.
It's just so weird. He's so odd.
This is the same guy, though, a couple weeks ago that was saying that he would fight any liberal that wants to get in the cage with him. Anybody who wanted to get in the cage with him,
yeah.
He would fight. And then he was appalled at how many people called him an old ass man. It was like, yeah, I would beat the shit out of your old ass. And he's like, oh, I'm 55. I feel better than I did when I was 25. I was like, you must have felt really shitty when you were 25,
right?
In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
So, Cecil, this is Jim Baker from Right Wing Watch. Jim Baker, send angels to Donald Trump.
Is angels his code word for buckets?
Russian hookers. Russian hookers. They're just going to pee on you. It's also buckets. Buckets. They're pee buckets.
I have angels envy.
Nicely done.
All right. So here we go. This is Donald Trump's buckets getting sent by angels from Jim Baker.
I've had a lot of angel experiences.
Yes. And
I've had a lot of angel experiences in my life.
And did any of them correct your fucking lisp? Get one of them?
Fucking a grown-ass woman is like, I see fairies. What the fuck, man?
A lot.
We believe in angels.
Yes.
We really believe in angels.
And I know when I talk about, we don't talk about a lot on the show, and I'd like to talk more about
it. Well, there's
a
lot of devils around, but by the Bible.
He just talks right over the top of her.
He does.
He doesn't give a fuck what she's saying.
And her coping mechanism is, like, that's her coping mechanism. It's just she cries until she can get to her gin. Like, that's what she does.
She does. She totally does. She looks right at the camera like, he's embarrassing me. He doesn't value what I have to say.
Here I am talking about angels and nobody takes me seriously.
I want to talk more about angels. God. I want to talk about angels. Can we talk about more angels?
Counting.
Yeah.
There's more angels than devils.
But I've just had so many that it's.
I hate how she talks so much. So God, funny. I hate it so much. She's like, I just have so many. I have so many. Shut the fuck up. Look, Jesus. You know what she sounds like? She sounds like when you take a balloon and you make it squeak. You know what I mean? Like where you're like,
yeah.
When you make the balloon chirp. She sounds like a chirping balloon.
Fucking a dude named Angel is not the same thing as having an angel.
I know.
Right.
The pool boy. I have so many angels in my life and in my rectum.
It's just been incredible. And it's real. It really is. And like you just said, if our eyes were open spiritually, we could see him. And there's times God allows us to see that.
There's an angel right on your, is it your left shoulder? Right.
Close the show down. Close it down. We're done. We are done. We're never doing this again. We're never doing it.
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
There's an angel fucking your ear right now.
He's just
an angel on your shoulder.
Good, because he's real heavy.
I bet she's gonna be like, I know his name is Fred and I love him so much. So much.
I don't believe this.
This is the best show ever. This is the best show. We're 36 seconds in.
Oh, God.
I'll play the clip.
Right now, standing right behind you.
Oh,
praise God.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
What for?
Thank you. Like, for the angels just standing here.
Like, it's just standing there.
Doing nothing.
What is it doing?
I'm so happy, Jesus, for this angel. I can't see that might not be there.
Well, I'm glad he spared an angel just to hang out with you. We're going to let that little kid die.
It's maybe like, that nail bomb couldn't have gone off in that fucking stadium.
I'm kidding,
but
then
fucking Lori Baker's got a fucking invisible friend on her shoulder.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, fucking angel can't stop the fucking nails from shooting through 8-year-olds.
Right?
But it's no worries. He's totes behind you
for the
right
bucket
now.
Sales.
Oh, God. It's like when I watch those stupid ghost shows, those dumb ghost shows, and the woman's like, there's like a guy in this room and he's got like a weird mustache and he killed a bunch of people with his teeth and he's really evil. And I think he's eating a person right now. So there's a bad man in here and you should leave this house. It's like this woman is just like says she sees all these fucking demon spirits.
Yeah. It's like when you went to the Overlook Hotel and it's like, I feel something from the closet. And they're like, that's just a fucking linen closet, you stupid fuck.
But they wanted to be the people who felt something or who are in tune to spirits or whatever. And this is the exact same thing, except for dumber. Yeah.
Right.
There's such an anointing here today.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Sue, when you sang He Touched Me, I knew people are going to be touched.
Mm. And hey, now.
That sounds good.
Hey, now.
It's better than a fucking bucket.
Angel touched me. You know what I mean?
And the word, you know, there's even reassuring angels. Oh,
yes.
Oh, you need.
Is that woman crying? Did that woman wipe her eyes like
fuck
she was
you.
Crying?
She did not.
Angels. Oh,
yes.
Oh, you need to read
God,
that.
Oh my God, she's fake crying. Because there's reassurance angels. Is it like demons? Remember how there's like a sugar demon and a caffeine demon and like a, you know, blowjob demon or like whatever they all are.
A reassurance demon, a reassurance angel is such a ripoff. It doesn't actually do anything. It just reassures you.
Right. Why? Maybe just prevent the things I need to be real. Like, it's like, I'm cripplingly lonely. Oh, it's okay. No, I mean, like, I would just, why can't you be here? Like, why can't something love me? I don't want to be creepy. Just stop.
So I need reassuring. You know, I'll tell you, Mark Taylor reassured me today. He said, boy, he's been through the valleys that I go through.
Yes.
You know, I have warfare. My you know, I had to, you know, be off the air for a few weeks where you guys took over and a miracle took place.
Yes. The restoration marathon. Yes. You guys were amazing.
But I didn't have adrenals or what do you call
adrenals.
It? And the doctor told me I was going to die if I didn't rest.
And, okay, so why didn't you just come back to work if God's on your side, right? Like, there's the thing I didn't understand. The doctor told you to rest, and so you rested.
Right.
And so you did, and then you got better. Just like everybody else who gets told, like a lot of people who get told to do something by a doctor and they follow their orders.
Yeah, sure.
There's no fucking miracle there.
Yeah, but he needed reassurance. He felt scared that he was going to die and go to heaven.
Mm.
I was scared I was going to go to eternal bliss.
That I couldn't keep going. You know, and the warfare of the spirit world, we're not angels. We have bodies of flesh yet. And you shared that. And can you say something to the people that are suffering right now, that they pray for the reassuring angels, the angel. Here's an angel of fire and these angels of war. Boy, let's send them to surround our president.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a good idea? Amen. Come on, everybody send your angel out there.
Yeah, well, what? Well, send the one your angel. Send the one that buys fucking Jackie or whatever her name is.
Lori?
Fucking hanging out there. He's not even doing anything.
What are they going to do? So what? Okay, so how many angels? First of all, why do we all need to send our angels? Like, doesn't he have his own? Lori's got one that just hangs out and fucking watches her fucking change or whatever. like, for real, like, well, how many angels do you need to be effective? Is there like a critical mass of fucking required angels in order for them to accomplish something?
Yeah, it's as many that can fit on the head of a pin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Are you dancing? How many are you dancing?
Great, man. Angels to the prophets. Wow.
Yeah. I talk about one angel that's been assigned to me in the book.
No.
Yeah.
Assigned to you. I talk about an angel that's been assigned to me in the book. No, you don't talk about this made up bullshit in your book of bullshit. Really? Really? I can't believe that made the cut. The your angels, editor didn't make you take that out.
Angel's looking at this marching orders like, fuck that guy. Fuck that. I want to go beat off to Lori.
There's like angel Uber. It's like you call for an angel. It's like your angel will arrive in 3 minutes.
I got another 3-star angel.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So this story also right-wing watching again, Jim Baker, but this is kind of a twofer because Jim Baker's talking about his buddy, Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson.
Were they both in jail? Was Pat Robertson
no,
ever in jail?
No, I don't think Pat Robertson was in jail.
Yeah. No. There's still hope. Not yet.
Pat Robertson was, he wasn't hawking buckets either.
No.
No.
They just send him the money directly. There's no fucking bucket middle.
He doesn't trade you anything right. for it. You just
send him and he tucks it in his jowls. That's it. And just hucks it in there like fucking coins in there. Just like fucking leprechaun coins. He stuffs in his fucking jowls. He's like a fucking riches chipmunk. Yes. That's what he is. So he says, Pat Robertson has the power to pray hurricanes away.
Pat Robertson doesn't have any power. He's really old. No power anymore.
What's your favorite angel in here? Do you have?
Which is your favorite angel? Which one?
Neapolitan.
I like Pikachu. Although if I work really hard, I try to get a good Squirtle. You know?
I like Cheyenne.
Have a favorite.
Oh, boy.
It is hard to pick one angel.
I got
to
hear their favorite angels, Tom. My life will not be complete until I hear their favorite angels.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I like the warrior angels because I get a lot of spiritual warfare, too. You know, I get, you know.
Where do you get it from? I get a lot of stuff. I was at the spiritual warfare Hulu. Store and I was just like, right? I get a lot of spiritual warfare.
I like the warrior angels.
What the fuck would that even be?
Warrior angels. Come out and play.
I'm in prophetic ministry and you get a lot of word curses and I just like to
word curses. You get a lot of word curses.
I play word curses with friends.
Release those angels of warfare, you know, like Michael, the archangel.
Yes.
Just war against those principalities.
Yes.
You know, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well, you know, you're editor in chief of the number one charismatic magazine in the world. Mm-hmm. You
make this shit up every week. Can you make up a little more like on the spot for the rest of our audience?
Jesus,
could be awesome. Can you just name one more angel?
You know, I love when they're like, you know, you're really famous among the gullible. The gullible really like you. You have like a lot of gullible people buy your magazine. What's it called? Gullibles R Us or Gullibles Travels?
I want to hear one of them be like, you know, I just like the janitor angels. I like the ones that clean up after everybody else. They're the unsung heroes of the
they
angels.
Are.
You know,
I like a nurse angel, not the doctor angel, the nurse angel. Yeah, that's because they do most of the work.
Me
Let's
too.
Be honest.
Those candy striping angels.
Right? Come on. Something it's fucking else. Hot.
That's tiny little skirt on those angels.
Warfare.
Well, lots of warfare.
Because you're the voice.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, I'm a Christian voice. Pat Robertson's a Christian voice. And so many.
Look at that guy.
Look at that picture Jesus. They chose of Pat
fucking,
Robertson.
It's an elderly howdy doody.
Jesus Christ. Any His face is melting right
oh,
off.
God.
Pat and I, we started the first Christian TV station. I joined him there in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Wait, so you both started it, but you joined him there.
Yeah. That's how starting things with someone works. The other guy starts it. And then you show
and
up
then
later.
You show up later.
And then you take the credit for it.
Yeah. Which is
the citation
not the
needed
thing,
story.
Which is not the same thing.
We were starting. And we've had warfare. People are still attacking Pat Robertson.
For being stupid or saying stupid shit.
Yeah. Nobody's physically attacking Pat Robertson because his skin is thin like tissue paper.
Yeah, I feel
if
like
you physically attacked him, if you touched him, he would crumble.
I feel like it would just absorb.
Yeah.
Like it would get stuck.
He's like Plastic Man.
He's like,
it's
I
like
can't
Stretch
get out.
Armstrong.
You get your arms and you try to put your leg in and pull it out. Yeah. Your leg gets stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Soon you're just getting sucked into Pat.
He's like just a ball of goop.
He's like a La Brea Tar Pit human. It's just like it's a
yeah, inside of him is like a fucking pterodactyl bone. Right, you know what I mean? Like inside of that, man.
Pat's older than me. Pat's about 80
million.
87
million.
87. He's going to be 88 his next birthday.
Yeah, that's how fucking ages work. He's 87. The next birthday, he'll be the next age up from there.
Great. New beginning, new beginning.
It's not a new beginning. It's it's an old rotation.
If he's lucky, it's a new diaper.
But Pat sees things. He sees in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And he prophesies. And they don't like it.
He's wrong about shit all the time.
Yeah, wrong all the time.
He just makes shit up. Yeah. He was wrong about it. We covered a story like 2 weeks ago. He's like, you can take this shit to the bank or whatever.
The healthcare bill is going to pass. He's like, it's going to pass. You can take it to the bank. The next day, he's like, didn't pass.
Fucking, all right, stop at the bank.
Yeah, you need to fucking go get your prophecy checked out. Yeah.
He's told hurricanes and all to go back out the sea, and they turn around and go out.
Yeah.
It's not even true. Yeah, a fucking hurricane. Mm-hmm. A hurricane's like, oh, no, Pat Robertson doesn't want me to attack the land. I guess I'll just change all the weather on Earth.
Well, what happened is the warrior angels beat their wings really quickly, like little hummingbirds.
Do you think that people believe that one dude prayed away a hurricane? And if that were possible, that right wouldn't now, that though. Be more evil?
Yeah, that you didn't pray away every single one.
Right, or that like not like the right person didn't pray the other ones away. Yeah. Or like, I mean, like just the very idea that that's possible is actually that there's so much more evil that lives underneath that concept than the idea that it's just random chance that the fucking weather patterns dump hurricanes places. The idea that a hurricane is ever subject to the whims of somebody's fucking mind, or that God intervenes only because the right person asked at the right time, the more nice much or however that has to work. I don't know. Like, oh yeah, well, what about Hurricane Katrina that killed a bunch of people with that fucking great big fucking typhoon last year? What about that one? I don't know, the right guy didn't ask for it to go away, so I just fucking sent it and fucking annihilated people.
And one Pat Robertson is worth like 10,000 black people.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You think those other people were like, fuck, no, hurricane. Yeah. There's God's like, well, ain't nothing I can do. Pat Robertson didn't say, he's like, oh, fuck you.
No, he didn't say that. What he said was,
yeah! He's like riding it like the fucking bomb.
So we want to thank our patrons. Of course, we want to thank all our patrons. We'd like to thank specifically our newest patrons, Victor Frankenstein, Fabiola, Chelsea, Sam, Matthew, Charles, and Jesse. Thank you so much for your generous donations. We really do appreciate you're the
thank
reason.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory Hole Studios exists. So thank you for your donations.
Maybe we need to stop telling people they're responsible for a glory hole. You know, if we want more patrons.
So we got a message from Elvis, and Elvis sends along a bit of speaking in tongues.
I love it. That's good.
Oh, some good speaking of tongues there.
Very nicely done, Elvis. Thank you.
We got a message from Nathaniel, and Nathaniel said, he was wondering about the idea of prayer patrols in Kentucky. He was wondering if the Satanists will offer their support to the scheme. I think that would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Right? Yeah, let's get in on it. We'll pray too.
Yeah.
We'll cancel it out. It'd be awesome.
Walking around like with animal guts on stuff. Just like,
that would be so funny. I will say this, it'd scare some criminals that way.
You would, right? You'd scare a bunch of superstitious idiots.
You would scare the fuck out of somebody if you had a goat mask on and you were praying.
Just walking around like all fucking dressed like Baphomet or whatever.
That's pretty great. So we got a message from Dan, and Dan was talking about the abstracts and the PhDs being able to understand gender studies papers. And I wanted to offer a little bit of different take than what we had said. One of the things that Dan said was that
understanding abstracts shouldn't be that hard. I don't know. I mean, some of those abstracts that we saw for those science papers were just through the fucking roof.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, a lot of gender studies abstracts are not that hard, right? But those are not the ones that Boghossian and Lindsay were bitching about. Boghossian and Lindsay were trying to expose this idea that a great number of papers in the gender studies field are filled with postmodern jargonistic nonsense. If it was just a handful, then what's the fucking boner about this about, yeah, right? Why do they have such a fucking hard on over the issue? We didn't find a lot of that.
We didn't.
When you and I looked.
Yeah, when we looked.
We searched very specifically to find something that was very difficult to understand. I think we found something that was relatively challenging. We got an email from somebody who was like, yeah, I kind of understood that. Well, fucking great. Good for you. Like,
yeah.
That really good. But many other people would not understand.
And
that,
even,
right?
And even still, we went out of our way to find a hard one because there was a lot of them that I read and I was like, yeah, I kind of get it. I kind of get it. And the ones that they were arguing against were absurdist, you know, postmodern jib jab. And the ones that we found, we had a hard time to find one that was postmodern jib jab. We don't know that gender studies is bunk or not because I've never studied it. So I don't know whether it's bunk or not, right? I don't think it is. I think that there's probably some very valuable stuff that has come out of gender studies. But I think that one of the things that you said earlier is you might have a case if you took that paper, several papers, not just one paper, but several papers in several different journals, and you got them, and they were all postmodern garbage, and you got them published in reputable journals. Maybe there's a case to be had there. But they didn't do that. Like everybody seems to be willing to forget that they didn't do that. They didn't do any of that. They went to a pay-to-play journal that was willing to print. They would have print fucking like photocopies of my ass for $650.
And the idea here is that, they got rejected by a shitty journal. The first journal that rejected them was still a shit journal. Yeah. It wasn't a top 100. Not even a top 100. They got rejected by that. They got accepted by a journal that has no impact score at all. That is not even a gender studies journal. It's not a gender studies journal. So who cares? They proved nothing. They proved nothing. And I want to read something in here because I think it's very telling from this email. He says, what happened with the paper was many gender studies types defended their conclusions despite it being revealed as a hoax. The fuck is a gender studies type? It doesn't even mean anything. Gender studies is a field of study, right? Again, the fact that if I read a certain abstract or if Pete Boghossian, who's a philosopher and not a gender studies expert, just because you know something about one humanities doesn't mean you know something about all the humanities. Just because you have a PhD in one subject within the humanities doesn't mean that you are able to review and read and understand
I think that's true.
In a critical way.
Yeah.
Every paper in another.
I was a philosophy.
It's a fucking stupid. That is a stupid thing to say.
I was a philosophy major and I could not. I had the hardest time ever in my literature class. And it was a 200 level literature class. I constantly had all the wrong metaphors. I constantly missed the point of the books. I needed someone there to help me with some of these books. They're challenging, you know, somewhat challenging books. And then we had to read 5 or 6 books that quarter. I don't remember a single thing I got right. My hand was up all the time because I wanted to talk about them. I was interested in this subject, but I just didn't have anything. I didn't have I wasn't able to recognize the metaphors as easily as the lit majors were.
And as a lit major, I would no more be say like, oh, let me read some philosophy.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm not qualified to do that. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have the expertise in that field. Why is it not reasonable to say, let's allow the people with expertise in the field to evaluate the field? It is insane to think that I could come in without knowing the language, without having the background, without having the education, and be like, well, I didn't get it. Well, no shit, you didn't get it. You didn't spend time learning it.
You didn't do anything.
This email says, well, Pete Boghossian and Lindsay, they're not laymen. Peter's no layman when it comes to reading papers. Reading what? All papers? Are you fucking kidding me? Reading all papers. Just because he's good at reading some papers within his field, he can read all papers in the humanities? So, and when you and I were talking earlier, like if Boghossian has this great big fucking hard on for postmodernism and all of the attendant problems that he has with postmodernism, why is he not attacking postmodernism in his own field of philosophy, right? Where postmodernism lives and is doing very well. Why is he not attacking postmodernism in the field of, say, like post-structural critical theory within literature, right? Why is he going after gender studies? Why does he care about gender studies? What is the specificity of his attack against gender studies? Yeah. What? I don't understand that. It's not like it's a unique, it's not like postmodernism, if it is a problem, is some unique problem to gender studies.
Yeah.
He has no expertise in this field, none whatsoever. And yet he's going after this field as if he is an expert. Where does this come from?
Yeah, why is it gender studies? Why is gender studies singled out? And you'll see that peer-reviewed Twitter, that's only gender studies stuff.
Right, yeah, I know, that real peer review thing. Yeah, oh, and it's just like when Lindsay tried to give Thomas examples on Serious Inquiries Only. Thomas did a great job. He's like, well, give me some examples. He gave him examples. Thomas went and looked at them. They were serious papers with serious topics. Show it.
Yeah.
What all these guys keep saying is, well, there's this problem with it. And then nobody shows you anything. Nobody gives you any evidence. Nobody does a study. Nobody gives you any information or evidence. Maybe there is. I'm willing to say that maybe there is a problem with postmodernism and obscurantism and jargonistic bullshit. I'm willing to say that maybe that's the case. I just don't know it. And nobody has convincingly shown it.
Yeah.
They assert it. That's it.
Yeah.
They just assert it. Nobody has shown me shit.
So we got a message from Aaron, and Aaron asks, Cecil, is it call to prayer time yet? I think it's call to prayer.
It's call to prayer time.
So if you have a call to prayer, a Muslim call to prayer that you would like to send us, you can send us one. I will play one for you now as an example. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So something like that, if you want to send something in, make sure they're short.
Right.
Make sure they're understandable. You want to do this on an audio editor, because if you just do it like with your phone next to something and you talk over it or something, I'm probably not going to play that. They should sound good. I will play good sounding ones. Send them in. We'll collect your calls to prayer until the end of the month. Why don't we do a poll, Tom?
All right.
So we're going to do a poll. We will take the top ones, we'll put them on our website or something and we'll link to them. And then we'll do a poll so people can vote on which one they like the best. And then we'll take the top three and we will send them shirts. So when you send your call to prayer, if you want to be eligible for a shirt, include your address and your size and what style of shirt
right?
you want.
Yeah.
Tom, we got a message from Chris.
We did. June 14th was Flag Day. But it was also the day we celebrate the nation's spirit. It was National Bourbon Day. It was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a bourbon. You know, I'm going to have to make it up by having a bourbon every day until the next National Bourbon Day.
We got a message from someone. This is from Brian. I'm just going to read this. Brian says that we were challenged. You mentioned in the last episode, you were challenged by the Sound of the Fury. And he says, I believe the most cogent analysis of the narrative I have encountered is also the most direct. Maria develops a great affection for the Von Trapp children and love for their father, whom she marries after abandoning her vows at the nunnery. When war is declared and the family flees to Austria to avoid serving the Nazi party. There's also some singing, which apparently symbolizes the ultimate futility of all human struggle. Seriously, how could you guys struggle with this work? Glad I could help.
That's terrific.
It's true. It went right over my head, but you caught it. You caught it.
Nailed it.
We got a message from someone who had an interesting name for a firearm, Tom, that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, he says, I was trained by the Australian Army Reserves. Assault rifles are called anti-personnel weapons here.
Makes sense.
Huh. I guess because they're specifically designed to shoot people.
We got an image. A bunch of people sent this image to us this week.
So weird.
It's from a university in Seoul, South Korea. Check out this episode's show notes. This is episode 364. You can see this image.
So weird.
We also got a message from Tom, who's putting together the Gateway to Reason conference with a few other people. We want to play Tom's message.
Hi, guys. This is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist. I want to tell all your listeners about the Gateway to Reason Conference being held in St. Louis, July 28th through the 30th. I also want to introduce them to the 27 scheduled speakers and entertainers, plus some of the people like me and Thomas Westbrook of Holy Kool-Aid, who will be attending. So I'm doing a series of interviews called Getting Ready for Gateway. They can just search YouTube for Getting Ready for Gateway, and I will be posting new interviews every day. The conference is only $50 for this 3-day event, and it's going to be a ton of fun hanging out with people like Matt Dillahunty, Aaron Raw, and Seth Andrews, and even David Smalley, if you know about that other podcast. I hope they check them out. They can get the full details on the conference at gatewaytoreason.com. Thanks, and it's Getting Ready for Gateway on YouTube. It's going to be awesome.
So check out Gateway to Reason. Go check out their website. And if you're going to go, go and enjoy yourself. Should be a good time. I mean, Matt Dillahunty's going to be there. A bunch of other people. It looks like there's a pretty stacked card. And it looks like it's a relatively cheap conference, too.
Right.
You know, it's in a shitty part of America. But other than that, it's good. So
real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
We're hopefully going to have a few guests on pretty soon that we're pretty excited about. We'll let you know as things develop. We're hoping that we might have on, there's a little known podcast called The Skeptocrat.
I've heard this.
That we might have a few guys from that on soon. We'll see.
I hear good things about it. I've never listened.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
But I don't intend. Good. I'm sure it's good.
I'm sure it's very good.
Yeah. So we might have them on soon. And then there's other people that we are in the works and talking to, but we expect to have a pretty good guest list coming up soon. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.